Now I know that's not,
and that
goes for every leader. You know,
yeah,
people
for sure.
Should be on.
That's it. We about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing, all things are
working for my good,
he's intentional,
hey,
and he's never failing, all things are working for my good.
Never failing.
All things are working.
Hey,
I know that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know that all things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me, yeah, it's working for me, yeah, it's working for me, come on, sing that out, say that,
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me, yeah, it's working for me,
it's working for me,
and I can hold my head up,
it's working for me.
Hey, get your confidence back, sing, I don't have to worry, it's working for me. Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's in.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses my soul to be here tonight to welcome you all to another installation of All Nations Bible Study with your anointed host, Apostle Zeta Flowers, for this Wednesday, hallelujah, August the 3rd, 2022. Now, Apostle Zeta Flowers is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is an anointed speaker here on the Spirit Alive Network, and she has been a longtime laborer and servant of the Most High God. So we want to, I would like to present to some and introduce to others our anointed facilitator and host for tonight's Bible study, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you all and welcome, hallelujah, to this time of the study that we're completing tonight. This will be the third series, God's Will versus Our Will. And thank you, Apostle Cook, for introducing me and allowing me to come on the broadcast tonight with this topic. And I just enjoyed the song that was just played, Intentional, because that's how we need to be, intentional. Intentional about what we do for the Lord. Praise God. And I try hard to be intentional, hallelujah, about the things that he's called me to do. Praise God, because it's important. You know, we're not to take it lightly. God has called us, praise God, hallelujah, for the advancing of his kingdom, praise God. So tonight, I'm going to just right now briefly have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to go right into it. Father God, I come to you tonight just thanking you for who you are and just thanking you, Lord, for an opportunity to share your goodness today with others, praise God, and to express your love and to show forth your goodness. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you that others are being blessed because of what you have deposited into me. It has nothing to do with me, but it has all to do with you. And I thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. So I ask now, Lord, that your anointing will go forth tonight, that somebody will be touched, hallelujah, that somebody will hear, hallelujah, what you're saying, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and that they will apply it, hallelujah, that they will do your will, hallelujah, not their own will, and also, praise God, that they will continue in your word in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as they go forth and do what you have actually called them to do. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to say, faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. Hallelujah. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:24. And that's why we can trust him. We can trust him. Hallelujah. Doing his will, hallelujah, turning over our will, hallelujah, because flesh, hallelujah, always wants to do its will, but we want to make sure that we are doing the will of God, hallelujah, those of us that are in the body of Christ, praise God, hallelujah, and even those that don't yet know him, hallelujah, that when they do get to know him, hallelujah, in a deeper way, that they too will also desire to do God's will. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And the scripture that I'm going to read next, it just goes with the song, Intentional, because everything is working for our good, whether we believe it, whether we know it, or sometimes it's not going to seem like it. Sometimes it's not going to seem like certain things are working for our good. But if God says it in his word, it is true because his word does not lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His whole word, the whole word of God is truth. Praise God. And the word of the Lord says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those that love the Lord. Hallelujah. And are called
yes.
according to his
yes.
purpose. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We are here to spread God's love and light to others and to spread the good news that he is our Savior. Praise God. We want to make sure that we get the good news across. Hallelujah to everyone that he allows us to come in contact with. Walking with God makes all things possible. He gives us the assurance of his power, and we have his presence always, as he promised. Praise God. So with his presence and with his power, we can certainly do his will. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to read Ephesians 1, the first chapter of Ephesians, starting with the 11th verse right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We all have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Praise God. That we
yeah.
should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Verse 13, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel of your salvation. Hallelujah. In whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And we all need to know this. The mature Christians, hallelujah, those that have just come to know the Lord, we all need to know, praise God, this has to do with our salvation. When we received our salvation, praise God, we were then filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Praise God. Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Wherefore I also, after I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Hallelujah. This is Paul speaking at that time to the Ephesian church, but the word of the Lord is speaking to us right now. Hallelujah. He says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. And revelation in the knowledge of him. Praise God. Not about our own wisdom, but his. Praise mm-hmm. God. Hallelujah. Is the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what is expected, hallelujah, of God, hallelujah, and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We need to know this. Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you to go over to Ephesians 2nd, the second chapter, the 8th verse. It says, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves. We couldn't do it. Hallelujah. That's why our own will, hallelujah, couldn't save us. Thank you, Jesus. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should
yes.
boast. Not any of us can boast about that, because the only way we could receive our salvation, hallelujah, is the Son of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto
good works.
Which God
Amen.
Has before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And thank God for that. Hallelujah. Because otherwise, hallelujah, our walk wouldn't be so good, would it? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And it sure wouldn't be good if we don't do his will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to go through some of what I went through before with the first two sessions, but tonight I'm trying to go just a little bit deeper into his word to let us really know, hallelujah, that it is so important, hallelujah, that we are in the will of God, praise God, and that we not only are in his will, but that we continue to seek his will all through our lives, that we have a desire to do the will of God, hallelujah, that we desire his perfect will for our lives, praise God. There are certain things that we know that we could ask God for, praise God, and it may not be his will, but sometimes we are stubborn, and we just feel like that is just what we need and have to have, and we continue to go back and forth to God about it. He allows some of these things, praise God, but it's not always his will. So it's up to us to want to be in the will of God, praise God, and to seek God for that, praise God. If we're not sure what God's will is, we go into prayer. And by faith drives us to go and ask God, hallelujah, because we already believe him, okay? So we can go to God in prayer asking him, Lord, what is my will?
Yeah.
What is your will, rather? What is your will for me today? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even bringing it down to even right now, you know, every day I want to make sure that I'm doing the will of God. I don't want to be out of his will. Hallelujah. It's too dangerous to be out of God's will.
Amen.
The will of God, we don't know what might happen. Hallelujah. We don't know what Satan may bring us. And if we're out of the will of God, we might accept it. Praise God. So we don't want to accept anything, hallelujah, shorter than the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, it just behooves us to desire to do his will, to please God, to want to please God in every way. Hallelujah. And we are certainly pleasing him when we do his will. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He tells us in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Talking about the world. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. Now we know that. Hallelujah. So we don't want to operate from a worldly standpoint, do we? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Also, I want to mention that there is a time and a season for every purpose under, praise God. It lets us know that in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, and I would suggest reading Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, if we're not in the will of God, we're going to be out of our season. There's a season for every one of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our seasons change. You know, our seasons change from time to time. You know, sometimes we continue to do the things that God has called us to do naturally. But we also have certain seasons for certain things to happen for us in our lives for our good. Praise God. And so we just have to know that. Hallelujah. It may not be my season for what somebody else is walking in their season for right now. Or it may not be their season for what I'm open and waiting for God to do for me right now in my season. Hallelujah. We all have a season. Thank you, Jesus. We all have a purpose. Hallelujah. But it's so important that we're doing what God has for each one of us to do in our season. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not to step over into another season just because we think that one is better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
because everything that God does for us is good and for our good, as the scripture says so. It's for our good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And however he does it, it's for our good. Praise God. And I thank God that I learned to know that. Hallelujah. Also, there's a scripture in Ecclesiastes in the 7th chapter in the 16th verse says, be not wise in your own deceit. Don't be overwise, praise God, conceited in your own wisdom. Hallelujah. So, you know, we have to be careful with that. Sometimes we think we're pretty smart, you know. But, you know, we're not smarter than God. Hallelujah.
No.
And and if we're not walking in his wisdom, then we're already walking in deceit. We're already fooled, you know. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us not to be wise in our own deceit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But ask God for wisdom, and he will grant it to us. Hallelujah. He won't hold back, but he will give us wisdom. So in desiring to have God's will, we need wisdom. We need his wisdom. We don't need to sit and think about what's best for us. We need to ask God what is best. And then when he lets us know what it is, then it's up to us to do our very best. Hallelujah. We're not perfect. Paul indicated that himself, and he was a great apostle. But we continue to strive for perfection. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because we want to offer God our very best. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
At all times. And sometimes we fall short. I will admit that I know I do. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm so overloaded that I fall short sometimes. But, hallelujah, I have to admit to it and then strive, hallelujah, to where I was, hallelujah, and continue to strive toward perfection, hallelujah, that I can please my God, hallelujah, in every way that I can. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So while we're in position to do his will, sometimes we have to ask God to help us. You know, I'm not feeling it today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I need your strength. So we need to ask for it. We need to be open enough to ask God, hallelujah, for what we need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes we're under attack trying to do his will. And we're often going to be under attack trying to do his will. That's the time that we're mostly attacked, when we're trying to do the will of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Satan is going to approach us in every way that he can. He's going to try to wear us out, tire us out. Hallelujah. Any way that he can to bring about distraction, hallelujah, so we won't do the will of God. But you know what? We already know that. So we have to be ready. Hallelujah. We have to be ready. We have to stand firm, be unmovable. Hallelujah. Don't let his attack scare us. We got to stand strong. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, after we stood, still stand.
Yeah.
So we have to remember to do so. And when the enemy is on our trail, praise God, and he often is, then we got to make sure that we are prepared and ready for battle, because we are in a constant battle. Hallelujah. Those of us that have decided that we were going to follow Jesus, those of us that have totally surrendered unto God, hallelujah, we're going to be attacked. Hallelujah. Somebody's not going to like the very things that we're doing for the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to be attacked in all kinds of ways. The enemy's going to come at us. Hallelujah. He just is. But you know what? We got to back him off. And how we can back him off is with the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just start quoting scripture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Telling him what Jesus said. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because we know that, and I'm going to say this too, that the Lord will allow certain things, hallelujah, to affect us. I mean, just like he did with Job. Job had permission. I mean, I'm sorry. Satan had permission to do what he was doing to Job. God allowed it. But you know what? Same thing happens with us. We just don't talk about it. But sometimes the very hard places face, hallelujah, God has allowed for it. Not all the time, but it's for, when it happens, it's for our good. He's shaping us, hallelujah. Maybe it's something that we still need to know, hallelujah. Maybe it's something that we didn't get, that he wants us to get, hallelujah. In our, whatever we're going through, whatever our suffering is, whatever our trials or tribulations are, God tends to get our attention in those times. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are still able to do his will no matter what. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we know, the scripture says that Satan comes like a roaring lion, but he's not one. He comes like one. He comes with a roar. Hallelujah. But he's not one. Praise God. And we can stand. Hallelujah. We can stand. Praise God. Against all of the tricks and the wiles of Satan. Hallelujah. Because he's always trying to trick us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to just focus on him tonight. But we need to know that while we are doing the will of God, in the will of God, and continuing, hallelujah, to desire to do his will, these things are going to come up. And we just have to know it, and we just have to be prepared. Praise God. God has equipped us with the very weapons that we need when we're confronted with Satan. And we can use them. We can use all of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us also, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So don't give in. Hallelujah. Don't allow him to have a loophole. Praise God, because he will take it. He will step in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he comes when we're at our weakest level.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When we're feeling like we don't have the strength, when we're feeling like we are overloaded and we can't bear anything else, that's when he comes. Praise
yes.
God. But we just must be reminded and aware of that so that we can be focused, hallelujah, on still going into the battle no matter how we feel,
yes.
Because we know who's going to. We know who's going to lift us up. Hallelujah. We know who's going to give us the strength that we need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. I'm just about to wrap it up. But I wanted to bring out some things that will help us.
Go right
hallelujah.
Ahead. Take
your time.
Come on.
To continue to do the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. And that's his greatest desire. That's what he came for. Hallelujah. But, you know, we have to remind old Satan that, you know, well, first of all, we can render him powerless. Because we have more power than he does, because we know where ours comes from. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Our power comes
mm-hmm.
from God. We're operating in his power. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Not our own.
Hallelujah.
Praise
mm-hmm.
God. Praise God.
That's right.
And he's already
Praise.
Told us what we can do. Tread over serpents
yes.
and scorpions.
That's right.
The
mm-hmm.
worst things, hallelujah, we can tread over.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, because God has empowered us to do so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes we slack in that area. We slack in that area sometimes because sometimes we're kind of weighted down and we don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. but we got to keep it in our radar. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then those times that we're feeling like we got rest on every side, except the rest, but know that it won't be long. Satan will be trying to come at you again. Praise God.
Yeah.
So we have to be prepared.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Get in it. Hallelujah. Especially starting with the 10th verse all the way through. Hallelujah. It will let you know what your armor is, what your weapons are. Prayer is our weapon. Faith is our weapon. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The name of Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
These are all of our weapons, not all of them, but weapons that we can use, hallelujah, against the enemy when he comes at us. 91st Psalm is one of my favorites. Praise God. I have the whole chapter under my doormat, my front door and the back door. Hallelujah. I don't mind sharing it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the word of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So I use it.
Lay that.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And just by taking the time, and sometimes we need to do that too, is just move away from everything, hallelujah, that we are surrounded by or so accustomed to having around us, and just take that lone time for yourself to be with the Lord, hallelujah, and consecrate, and just lay before him, hallelujah, coming to him with nothing. Hallelujah. Just yourself.
Empty.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it works.
Hallelujah.
It works. Hallelujah. And fasting and prayer works. And sometimes
we just
need to do that. Thank you, Jesus. And it makes a difference. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It was almost like the Lord just delivered me this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Monday, I was feeling kind of lousy. I will admit it. Hallelujah, because sometimes, you know, there's that little cliche that says, hallelujah, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Well, that might be true, but I have to be honest. I was blessed and stressed at
the
same time.
Come on, tell the truth. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
So I have to do something about it. I have to take charge. Hallelujah. I have to use that power that God has empowered me with. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get into his word, praise God, for myself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to call on him for myself. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because so often we give out and we give out and we give out. But we got to also take time to take in as well. Hallelujah. So that we can stay strengthened. So that we can stay up. Hallelujah. And not down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord says for us to not be weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. So we got to remember that. Hallelujah. We got to take out a little time for ourselves sometimes. Hallelujah. And get replenished, get revived, get refreshed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And we all need it. We all need it so that we can do the will of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because if we're wore out and if we're beat down, hallelujah, we're letting Satan take charge over us, so to speak, or, you know, or hinder us. And he tries to hinder us in so many ways. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we got to stand. Hallelujah. We got to speak.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got to say, Satan, I command that you loose right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remind him that he's under our feet, that he's a defeated foe. We're not defeated.
Yes.
We're walking in victory.
Hallelujah. Yes.
He's the one that's defeated. Hallelujah. And when he keeps coming at you and keeps coming at you, sometimes we got to just tell him, you know, that you have no purpose. Hallelujah.
Yes,
there is no plan. There is no good plan for you. Hallelujah.
Let
him know that we're heaven bound, but we know where you're going.
That's right. Now.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to stand up for Jesus. We got to stand up for righteousness.
Yes,
hallelujah. We got to walk in it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, I think it's 5:22-24, hallelujah, to abstain from all appearance of evil. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. No matter what Satan brings
thank
us,
you.
What he
thank
shows
you.
Us, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't
hallelujah.
Want any parts of it. And it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. And I pray,
thank you, Jesus.
God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto
yes,
the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And faithful is he that calleth you who will also yeah. do it. Praise God.
Yes.
And I'm gonna clean this out with I'm getting it now. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna close with a quote.
Praise
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, amen. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
The quote says that the will of God will never take you where the grace of God will not protect you and keep you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And God's
amen.
Timing
amen.
Is forever accurate. His timing is accurate. Believe it, trust it, and allow it. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Amen.
I'm turning it back over to Apostle Sherlene Cook at this time.
Amen.
I hope you got
what
something
an
out
awesome
of it.
Awesome finale.
Amen.
Yes. What a
amen.
Beautiful finale to that three-part series, Apostle Zeta.
Yeah.
We do have Mother Matty and Mother Mitchell in the house. I'm going to let them
okay.
speak momentarily. But I just want to say to you, you know, I love the way you brought out how important it is that we remain in the will of God because, you know, people are watching us, the saved
yes.
and the unsaved.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how are we going to convince a dying, sin-sick world that Jesus is the answer and that we should put our trust in Jesus if they don't see that manifested in our own lives?
In us. That's right.
And I
want
to say this to the servant leaders. Servant leaders.
Yes. Yes.
God's house is out of order because we're out of order. We're
yes.
not in the will of God. Because
yes.
instead of doing the will of God, which is reaching the lost, which
yes.
is edifying the body of believers so that they can go out
yes.
and do the what work of the ministry.
Yeah.
You know, we're bowing
yeah.
to public opinion. We're bowing to complacency. We're bowing
yeah.
to silence. That's not the will of God.
Mm-hmm. No,
right. We were called and sent to live the gospel, teach
yes.
the gospel,
yes.
and help others to do the same thing. And you can't
yeah.
do that when you're out of the will of God. And what you
yeah.
do is create a domino effect. Leaders, when you're not in the will of God, then you're not teaching, truly teaching the full gospel of Christ. You know, that's why we have a lot of preachers that are not teaching faith, but they're teaching the gift of gab. You know, or they're teaching, let's use forms of manipulation. You know, look at our widows and orphans. What? You know, God doesn't work like that. And you need to know that. If you are in the will of God, everything that you need to do your ministries, everything that God has called you to do, he will enable you to perform it, whether it be resources,
yes.
whether it be people, whether it be finances, whatever
right.
it is. When you are in the will of God, there is nothing that God will not add unto you to get the job done
amen.
That he told you to do.
That's right. That's right.
And the only time that you're going to have to lean on your gift of gab or your manipulation is when you're out of the will of God and you're doing something for your glory and not for his own. Know that.
That's right. Amen.
Know that. So I just want to thank you, Apostle Zeta. We need to be praying for the leadership. We need to be praying for the saints. We need to be praying that we all get in the will of God and stop moving around with all this nonsensical busyness, which are nothing but distractions from the enemy. And we got to stop sitting around being complacent, talking about, I see that pastor over there with that child out of wedlock with that sister, but, you know, I'm not the one to say nothing. If you an elder and you know it's wrong, why shouldn't you say something? You know that's not the will of God.
Amen.
Oh, I see that pastor over there. I know he likes to, you know, I know he uses church funds to go on his vacation, but, you know, who am I to say something? If you know that pastor ain't went before the whole church and asked for that money, he ain't got the church money ain't his money. So if you know that's wrong, why come you can't say that's wrong?
Amen.
You see, we from the pulpit to the pews, we have got to hold people accountable for truly being in the will of God. If your mouth flapping saying you're a Christian, your actions better line up with that.
That's right.
And God is not going to let you remain in your sin and lead people astray for too long.
That's right.
So I'm going to let I'm going to bring Mother Matt T on in, and then I'll bring you on in, Mother Mitchell. But you ladies, I know you know about being in the will of God. You wouldn't be here if you wasn't in the will of God. Amen. So come on in the room, Mother Matt T, if you'd like to have a word.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, Bishop Cook and Apostle Zeta and all the spirit alive.
Hi, dear.
You all and you know I love you all and I love you too, Bishop.
We love you.
You know you're right. Yeah. You have to be lined up and aligned in the will of God. Like when the word is preached in Apostle Zeta, she preached the word of God and she went by the Bible scripture like it's supposed
Thank
to.
She broke it down
and it's so true. Because I tell you, the enemy, Satan, is out to kill, steal, and destroy, and devour everything in his path.
Yes.
The devil don't care nothing about human beings. And I'm like, it's so sad. People do some dirty, low-down things. And it's like, what are people thinking? They don't have to be dirty like this. And then everybody comes out. I don't understand why we got COVID-19. Now we got monkeypox. I don't understand. I understand because God is
Yeah,
clean.
We understand.
Please, may some of us treat each other. We all are supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. We are many members of one body. And see, Father God and King Jesus, they don't sleep and they don't slumber. They're watching.
Yes.
They know what we're going to say before we say it. They know what we're going to think before we think it, because they made us. And it's like, and people are so honorary, and they don't give reverence to Father God and King Jesus. Some of his children don't even thank him. Thank him for what he's doing.
No reverence.
Thank the Lord. Even in your trials and your tribulations, thank him. Count it as joy, because you know your trials and your tribulations, it's going to make you stronger. And like the Bible says, I can do all things in Christ which strengthens me. Sometimes Bishop Cook, Apostle Zeta, I have arthritis in my arm. I have arthritis in my knees. Sometimes it hurts me bad. But I say I can do all things in Christ which strengthens me.
Yes, you
Please,
can.
Lord, keep me going. And it may be people hoping that, oh,
thank you,
Jesus. But then when you have God on your side and you got the faith, just the faith of a mustard seed, you know the Lord going to take care of you. He's going to take care
of you. All right,
mother.
Thank you, Jesus.
God always do that. He knows it's best for his children.
Yes, he will.
His timing is above our timing. His ways is above
our ways.
His thoughts is above our thoughts.
Thank you, Jesus. Like my mother said, when my mother was coming home
to glory with the Lord, she said, Mackie, some things happen in life you just can't get around to save your life. Some things happen to you you just don't understand. But she say, further on down the road, God will show it to you.
You will understand,
When my mother told me different things, I was a teenage girl. I could not really offend, but ask me, have I applied it to my life now? And I say, thank you, mother, for what you taught me and how you taught me.
The Bible says the way that child should go.
And when that child gets older, they will not depart from the gospel.
That's right.
So Apostle Zeta, you not only taught Bible study, you really preached the word and you told it like it is.
Amen.
And you got to put on the whole armor of God because Satan is out to attack all God's saints. But see, Jesus is coming back, and Jesus is coming back to his church. And the church is not the structure building. The church is for his saints that love him and his Father, love and adore him and worship him in spirit and in truth. A church without a stain, a wrinkle, the blemish. He's coming. Jesus coming back for his church. He's coming back to judge the world. People better repent. They better repent.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
It rained the other day in the month of
It rained.
Yes, it did. It rained.
Mm-hmm.
So people better get ready. People better get ready to see Father God is not pleased. People, we killing one another. Them children in Uvalde, Texas, and two teachers, they got killed. Some black people got killed in Buffalo, New York. 10 people in the supermarket. People in a medical facility, I think in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and people still killing people. And see, the Lord is looking at all this. He's looking at all this. He's not pleased. He's not pleased. And then there's some of these churches, you got wolves and sheep clothing. They say, but they're not walking the walk. We got to talk the talk and walk the walk. And when the Lord guides your footsteps and the Lord walk and talk with you, you know.
King Jesus
is a good shepherd. King Jesus is a good shepherd. Because, see, they couldn't kill Jesus. Jesus laid his life down for us. And a good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. Jesus is
a
good
shepherd. You done got him stirred up, Apostle Zeta.
And Apostle Zeta, I love you too, because there was a powerful Bible study, powerful words and wisdom, and it teaches all of us to be stronger, because the enemy is out to attack. But I tell you what, Satan is alive, because I plead the blood of Jesus, and when I plead the blood of Jesus, I tell Satan, I plead the blood of Jesus right now, Satan, you and your cronies got to go back to the pits of hell from where you came.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Mother Mattie. Thank you, ma'am. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Amen. And glory to God. First, I want to tell my Apostle Zeta, what a lovely Bible study and teaching that she gave tonight on the last part of her Our Will versus God's Will. But I want to go and take this down another and a little different road, because I want the people to really understand something. Now, if you're in Africa or some of the third world countries, you might see real lions with the big long teeth in their mouth, and they can rip you apart. We're using symbolism here. When the Lord is talking about a Roman lion, first of all, he's talking about a spirit thing that Rome tried to devour whom he may.
First of all, I love that whom that God put in there, because that tells me he can't devour everybody. He can't devour those that are called by Christ's name.
Amen.
Also, he's a defeated foe. He has no peace. He might
have
some noise, because I'm making some noise coming out of my mouth right now. He don't like Christ-like noise, but he makes a whole lot of noise thinking he can scare us into doing what he wants. But listen to me, baby.
Yes.
He can't do nothing.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Christ don't allow him to do. And, think on this. Pray on this with your prayer. He can't do anything that you don't allow him to do. Because if you're not out there popping and bipping and bopping and telling the old devil everything that you care about so he can come back and use it against you, he can't even have that information. He's not like God. He doesn't know all. He can use what comes out of our mouth to tell him about each one of us. That's all he can do. Don't tell him about your dreams that you and the Lord have put together for you. Because, honey, believe me, he'll snatch it right out of the air and try to kill you before you can get to first base. So, thank you for letting me, but just believe he's not a real tiger or lion. He's a man, you know, maybe that slick-dressed dude that wants you to do something you know you have no business doing. That's what he looks like.
Amen.
Or that sister that comes to the church and her dress is so short she can't even bend over that you can't see the the seat of her pants. That's an old lion that's come in and roaming around. So just remember what he actually looks like.
Yeah.
But he can do some damage, male or female.
Amen.
They can do some damage.
Thank you, baby. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, thank my brothers and my sisters, those of you in the studio, and those of you in the chat room, and those of you that will be listening and rebroadcast, listen, Apostle Zeta brought you a word. Now, maybe you've been in your own will. You've been doing things your way. And to be honest, you know, if you tell the truth right now, it really hasn't been working for you. It is God's will for you to be in a loving, healthy relationship with him. And all you do to begin that process is to give your life to his son, Jesus. Hallelujah. All you have to do is go to him and just say, Lord Jesus, you know, I'm a sinner. Please, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent. And I pray that you would come into my life and you would save me for your name's sake so that you might use me, Lord, to tell other people about you. And Lord God, I just want to pray it all in your son, Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you are welcome to the family of God. And we just want to say welcome to you. We want to say God bless you.
Yes,
you get into a local church where you can be you can be amongst the saints. We pray that you continue to follow us here at Spirit Alive. And we also want you to make sure that you study to show yourself approved. And all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what the things, what the Lord wants you to know for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta Flowers, thank you, Mother Massey and Mother Mitchell, for your awesome comments. You have been listening to All Nations Bible Study on this Wednesday night. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our households to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, ladies.
Amen.
God bless you. I love
good
you,
night,
everyone.
Night.
I love
you,
Apostle.
I love you all.
God bless
love
you.
Love you all. With you. And please pray for Mother Given.
Will do.
Yes.
We haven't stopped.
Okay.
Okay. Love you.
All right.
Praise God.
Continue.
I love you all. Love you all. Love you all. There's a wonderful, wonderful,
love you
wonderful, wonderful Bible study.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you.